Okay, we're picking with Gemara in Tesam and Aleph. We are 9 lines from the top. The words of Hainu Damar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We're going to have the Ha'amud here. Basically, the whole Amud here is going to be a Gata. And we're back into the Erevin Sugyas on the bottom of the Amud. So just remember, there's going to be Hainu Damar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's a little bit picking up of what we mentioned yesterday at the end, was that the idea of that the person who's Nidon for Misa by a Melech is going to be cursing the king, so they have to put things in his mouth. However, when a person was, when is faced by Hariga by Kosh Baruch, he's going to be silent and he's going to accept the din. So the Gemara could do that. This is similar. Hainu Damar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, similar to what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Damar Mai Dechsev, because he says, the pasuk which says over beima kabacha ma'im shasu gam brachos ya'ate more. The pasuk in Tehillim, so the literal translation means that those are passing through the valley of bacha ma'im shasu, the bacha trees, they're going to turn into a spring. And they're going to drink from that spring, brachos yavatamura, and also the gam brachos yavatamura, that even the early rain is going to be with brachas. So the Gemara now is going to explain a little bit of a derech remez of what this pasuk is talking about. Ovrei, this is talking about Ovrei's lashon of what you're sitting in passing. Here it means no, those are elu bnei adam sheovrei lashon of gosh brachos. Those who sin, how about sinners? Emek, Mishima making them a Gehenna. Emek means that they are going to be opening up opening the Gehenna for them, opening up deeply Gehenna. Habacha, Shabochet Mordi Dumas, Manchel Sisim. And Habacha is literally meaning that they're going to boche, lesson of crying, that they're going to be crying and shedding tears like Shisin. Shisin is the base of Megdash. That's where you used to pour the wine. In the Nusach HaMayim, they support it in through the Shisin. So that's what we're referring to, be that they would cry like that. Gam brachos yatzeh moreh shemastigin la mesadin. Gam brachos yatzeh moreh, that they're going to be with bracha, meaning that they are going to be full of bracha. They recognize the righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shemazin HaKadosh Din. Ve'omrim lefenav Rebbeinu Shel Olam, yafeh danta, yafeh zakita, yafeh chayavta. You've judged well, you have acquitted well, and you've also convicted well. V'yafet takanta gehenim l'rishonim ganidim l'tzadikin. Also, you're right for creating gehenim for the people who sin, and got Eden for the tzadikim, for those who are righteous. So we see over here that this is going to be the punishment they accept upon themselves, the din. So the Gemara says, is it really true though? Eini v'amar v'shimim ben lakish v'shayim afilu apiskol shel gehenim. It says over here in the name of Reish Lakish that the people who are evil, even on the gates of Gehenna, they don't do tshuva. You're going to see the people going out, the people who are already dead corpses, meaning dead bodies, and they're sinning against me. Still, it doesn't say shepashu, they had sinned in the past, but still, currently shepashim, that they're currently still sinning. They're continuing to sin, meaning they don't even do tshuva, whatever the tshuva means after death, whatever that really deeply means, before they are punished with Gehenna. So the Gemara answers, Lokasha, Poshi Yisrael, Poshi Kachalim. No, it refers to the sinners amongst Klai Yisrael. They do recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those who are non-Jewish, they do not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we start with the words that this makes sense. Tim Ken Kasha, Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish. There's going to be a stira in two memories of Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish also told us the following. Damar Reish Lakish, Poshe Yisrael, in Ur Gehenim, Sholetis Bahem. That the fire of Gehenim is not going to reach those who sin amongst Klai Yisrael. Kavachomer Mizbeach Hazav is going to be Kavachomer from the golden Mizbeach in the base of Mikdash, because Ma Mizbeach Hazav Shinon Lavela Ove Dinar Hazav, it was only a thickness of a dinar of gold. Amad Kamashin Lashadabena, or that it remained intact many years, it didn't erode to the fire that was every day constantly being burned on it. However, Poshe Yisrael Shemalei Mitzvahs Kerimon. So it must be then the sinners among Klai Yisrael, we know that they still have Mitzvahs Kerimon, like the Yerotzim we say on Rosh Hashanah, the 613 mitzvos, they always have Shemnem Markepela Chariman Rakasef, the pasuk in Shir Hashim, which is telling you that literally that like a piece of prana are your temples of your body. Ve'amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Shimon Lakish said, "I'll take Rakasef the temples, rather Rakasef the empty ones." That was Shafilur Konim Shabacham Len Mitzvahs Kerimon, that even the sinners of Klal Yisrael, they have many zechusim, many mitzvahs that do alachas. So therefore, so the Gemara says alachas kamakamana more. So the sinners are going to be immune to this fire. That's what we're trying to say over here, that they're not going to be subject to the fire. So we see that Reish Lakish is telling us that they are not going to be immune to the fire. The other one is telling us Reish Lakish says that they don't even do tshuva right before they're going into Gehenna. So it must be that Reish Lakish was referring to Ovdei Kochavim. That's what we see, that when it comes to those who aren't going to do tshuva, that was referring to Ovdei Kochavim. So the Gemara now asks in Reish Lakish, Ovre be'emek habacha. What? How are you going to explain that those who are still violating and transgressing halachas and in depths of the kenem, they're crying? That implies that those who are over poshe Yisrael are going to be judged to Gehenna. So the Gemara answers, "Ahu de'mechay ve'ahu shaita be'Gehenna." That only for that moment they're going to go to Gehenna. Vayis Avraham Avinu mesayik le'makabelu. Interesting. Avraham Avinu has the ability to pull them out. Bar Yisrael Shaval Basak Chamin, except for a Jew who has relations with a non-Jew, Demashkar Lasa, because his foreskin that he violated his bris mila fundamentally, Velomas Kasher, and Avram doesn't recognize him, his foreskin is ruined, and his Iker bris that he had, which defines him as a Jew, is ruined by that scary thing, that's the relationship with having a non-Jew. I think I once heard in the Rizal that they come back as a Gilgal, as an animal, if they have relations with maybe also this idea, because you don't have the Nefesh Bahamas is only taking over, you don't have the Nefesh HaLakah, when you do this Maisa Vera. And it's a big Indian they say that just going to see a tzaddik that like he has the ability to pull you to pull out people who sin a lot. So we see Avraham Avinu also over here is pulling out people who are supposed to be chayav in Gehenna. So now the word continues to the idea of Gehenna. Maskevar of Gehenna. Hashem Ataposhim de Pashavaza. But Rish Lakish defined those who are sinning in the present tense, they're continuing to sin even now. That's what was a raya for. The Gemara says Elamata de Tziv Hamotzi v'mala. The pasuk in reference to Hashem taking us out of the tribe. Right? So the pasuk over there is that sounds like the masik and mapik, he's still taking us out? Obviously not. Ela the asik vapik. So isn't there kasha that he took us out of the past? So rather hachanami de pashehu. So those so over here, those who sin must mean that they had sinned in the past, they didn't sin in the future. What would Rish Lakish answer? The Gemara doesn't answer. Rish Lakish doesn't answer. I was thinking maybe up in Chassidus we could give a teretz for Rish Lakish that yes, every single day Hashem is taking us out of Mitzrayim. We know up in Chassidus the idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Yitzias Meitzarim of leaving your boundaries, the borders that the physical things that stop you from doing Avodas Hashem. And everyone has their Yitzias Mitzrayim every year, not every year, every single day. That we are going through the constant Yitzias Mitzrayim through our struggles to the Yitzhara, and that is our Meitzarim, that is our boundaries to leave those boundaries and worship Hashem. Anyway, the Gemara says a little circle of Chassidus. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar." Shlosh Pesachin Yesh Legenim. There are three entrances to Gehenim. Echad b'Mibra Rachayim b'Erech Yerushalayim. There's one in the desert, one in the sea, and one in Yerushalayim. Interesting how Yerushalayim is one of the Pesachim to Gehenim, one of the holiest places. We see that even one of the holiest places in the world is the entrance for the Makom Sheish Kedusha. There's also a lot of Nisyonos as well. But Midbar Dechsev, the Midbar it says, "Vayirdu Am Cholah Shalem Chayim Shola." When it comes to Korach, when they rebelled, they went into Shol. That is a reference to the mouth of the desert opening up and swallowed them. They went into Gehenna. Biyam Nechsev, in the water it says, Mibetim, Shol Shavti, when it comes to Yoda, Shaol, Shavti Shemati Kola, Shol is a reference to Gehenna. We're going to see these are all the names of Gehenna. So that also is a reference to the fact that he's crying out to Hashem from Gehenna of the water. Biyushalayim Nechsev, Nu Mashem, Asher Ur, Lo Betzion, Vetaner, Lo Biyushalayim, Furnace Yerushalayim, Vatana Devei Rishmal, Esher, Urlo, Betzion, Zo Gehenim. The fires of Tzion is referring to Gehenim, Vatana Devei Yerushalayim, the Pilchash Anam, the opening Gehenim, which we see is in Yerushalayim. Vesu Leikah, the Gemara says, there are no other entrances to Yerushalayim, Ve'amar Birmion, Merion, Amar Bishop and Levi, Ve'amar Le, Taner Abam, Bar Merion, Devei, 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 Yochanam, and Zakai, Shteit, Mavois, Yesh, Begei, Ben Hinnom, there are two palms in the Gehenim Valley, Ve'ola Ashen, Mimneim, and the smoke comes up for them, Ve'zoi, Shnut, Tinehar, Barzel, and this is our reference to when we say that we're learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the palms of the mountains are acceptable for use of a lulav. That area is reference to the gebehinim leaves. Apparently, that was used to the leaves that they're going to use for this type of thing for the lulav. And that should be known as the entrance to Gehenim. So you have fourth entrance over here. And we're saying, wait a second, Hilba Hayin Yerushalayim, but that entrance is also in Yerushalayim. Gebehinim is right next to Yerushalayim. We know where that gebehinim is nowadays as well. So the Gemara continues that once you mention what the areas of Gehenim, the Gemara is mentioned what are the names of Gehenim. Amar Bishop and Levi, Sheva Shemus Yerushalayim, Ve'elu, hey, there's seven names. What are they? These are the names. Shal, Ve'avadon, and that is to get rid of, wipe out, Uber Shachas, destruction, Ubor Shaon, in the pit of these waters, with Titayavin, the swampy ground, with Talmavis, the shadow of death, for Erz Tachtis, and the underground. All these are names for the names of Gehenim. Shol, the Chsirhado, and those be better than Shol Shavat, the pasuk we just quoted in Yonah. Called out from you there, that's a reference to calling out of Gehenim. Avada nechsev, when it comes to wiping out, I used to pavrik hevra chastecha menasech bavada. That can your kindness be counted, and Hashem's faithfulness in sheer destruction, in reference to Gehenim as well. So then another name, and where it says, Be'er shachas nechsev kilo et hazov nafshi l'shol osetim chasidcha lirol shachas, not going to let such a metadik come into Tehillim. So David Malka saying, I'm a metadik, don't let me go to these Shachas, the reference to over there is destruction, but it's reference to Gehenim. Ubor shon v'tita yavin dechsev, v'yalenu bor shon mitita yavin. Raise me up from the pit of these waters, from the tita yavin, is literally defined as like quicksand. Tamavis dechsev, yoshvei choshech v'tamavis, those who live in darkness in the shadow of death. V'eretz tachlis gemarai. In Eretz tachlis, we don't have a pasuk, but we just have a tradition. That was the case, that's also a reference to Gehenim. We're asking, v'sul eikos, know their names for Gehenim, v'eika, the actual name, Gehenim itself. Gehenim. So Gesha Muka Ke Gehenim. That the valley is referenced, the valley deep as Gehenim. Shakol Yored La Al Iske Chinam. Those who go to it because they're Chinam. Chinam means that they're free, meaning I'm free in this world. I'm a free person. I don't have any commitments. As everyone likes to say all the time, right? I'm free. I can free world. I can do whatever I want. That's not true. We have over to Hashem, we have rules, and we are slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't just Chinam. We don't do immoral things and say that it's okay. I can do whatever I want in this world. No. We have a Torah. Vaika Tifta, but also his name Tifta. Ki Aruch Meitmal Tifta. The pasuk tells us in Yeshayahu that Gehenim was meant to be from early on, meaning when creation Hashem made Gehenim as well. That's what the pasuk in Yeshayahu tells us. So the Gemara says, really, there is that Hahu Shekol Mefata Bitzu Yipol Sham. That name is reference to the fact that anyone who the Mefata Bitzu, Mefata is reference to be seduced by the Yetzer Hara, is going to that pit. So the Yetzer Hara specifically is that's for that Gehenim. So the Gemara says Gan Eden. So now, in reference to Gan Eden, let's talk on the positive side. Where is Gan Eden? What is Gan Eden? Amar Shlokish in Be'eretz Yisrael, Beishan Pisla. Must be where Beishan, because the Rashi points out the fruits of Beishan are the best, they're the most delicious. It must be that's where Gehenim, the entrance to Gehenim, to Gan Eden rather, is going to be. Ve'im Baravia Beis Gram Pisla, Beis Garam Pisla. It's going to be in Arabia. The Arab nation is going to be in Beis Gorim, apparently. And Beis Garim rather, and Ben Hanaros who demuskan pisla. So it's between the rivers and demuskan. That's where it's going to be. Bavel abaye mishtabeh papir demavi demina. In Bavel abaye would say, I'm using the fruits in the part of the Ma'avri Amina, the southern part, I think, of the Euphrates is going to be. Rav mishtabeh papir de barpana. That these fruits are delicious. That must be where Gan Eden was. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to analyze the Mishnah, which told us Ubinen Kimbelo Shtei Revakos Shel Shalosh Shalosh Bakar, that the routine that these, again, we're talking about the four posts that you have to make, that they were double, like they were double on both sides, the L-shaped posts, are really, we were defining them as a double post, so you make them as wide as the three oxen each, and the width of them is measured by the oxen tied together, and they can't be loose. So the Gemara says, if they're tied together, then I know they can't be loose. Pshita Keva Detana like Shurosava. If they're obviously tied together, then I know that you're not going to measure them by loose ox if they have to be tied together. So the Gemara says, no, what I've thought about is same akshurus, ke'en akshurus. So what I thought they have to be tied is they have to be like they're tied, meaning that they're close together, but not mamish one on top of the other to measure the width of it of how far you get when it comes to these pasi biros. For the walls, I'd rather have a mamish lo, kamash malan, kamash malan, velo mutaros. The Mishnah is telling you that they are not loose to tell us that they really, the ox are in fact tied together. So the Gemara continues the next part of the Mishnah. Achas nechnesis v'achas yotzes, one going in, one going out. So the Gemara says, in terms of the space that you have, Tana, we learn in a braisa, ravaka nechnesis ravaka yotzes, that they're referring to not just one going in and out, but rather a group of the ox going in and out. The Mishnahs aren't referring to individual one. Rather, we're telling you that is a group of them, and a group of them is going to take up less space than if you had individual one going one at a time. So therefore, being more machmir, the Mishnah, this price is referring to being more machmir. Okay, so the Mishnah also talked about the spacing. The Mark continues discussing Tana Rabbanu with another price. So Kama Rosha Veruba Shel Parah. So we said that you have to have the Rosh Veruba of a cow being able to go in order that we're not afraid they're going to carry it back into your Roshus. So the Mark says, how much is this? What's the share? The price asks. Shtei Amos. It must be Shtei Amos. The Kama Ilva Shapar, and how much is the thickness of the cow? Amma Shnei Shlishi Amma. Then an Amma and 2/3 Amma is the thickness of the cow that must go in. So the Gemara says, Shehin Ka'eser, which comes out to around 10 Amma. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Gemara is going to ask this. What do you mean? If you have 6 oxen, 1 and 2/3, it's going to be exactly 10, not around 10. 6 times 1 and 2/3 is 10. Divir of Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, so Gemara is going to ask that. Rabbi Yehuda, Meir, B'shosh Shrei Amma, Arba Shrei Amma. We're talking about 13 amos, which is going to be around 14 amos, which again, according to them, is going to be 13 and a third is the precise one. 8 times 1 and 2/3 is going to be 13 and a third. So the Gemara is going to ask that also. What do you mean? Why don't you just say 13 and a little bit, as opposed to saying like 14? So So the Gemara immediately asks, the Gemara says, Ke'esra, is it like 10? Ha'esra Avon has to point it out. That with 6 times and 1 and 2 thirds, it's 10 exactly. What do you mean that it's like 10? So the Gemara answers, Mishum Dabai, the Mishnah Seifa, Kishlos, Shrei. The Yudah's number was like, so we stylistically, again, remember, they used to memorize all these braces. So therefore, the braces had to parallel the Seifa to the Risha to remember it like Ke'esra is like Ke'arbaesra. So the Gemara says, well, at the end of the day, that it's not like 14, it's like Kishlos, Shrei. It's closer to Tve'avim. It's more than 13, it's really 13 and a third. So what are you telling me? Rabbi Yehuda's lashon was not kevah. I said kevah. Sorry, I made a mistake. Rabbi Yehuda said like it's 13. It's really 13 and a third. It's not 13. It's mentioned that when you have 8 times 1 2/3, you're going to get 13 and a third. So the Gemara says, why is the number not medyuk? Mashum debay lemisnei kerab barisra. Because the Baisa had to teach us like 14 because he wanted to use lashon of like it being close to that. And we're asking barisra halavi. But in the day, it's not like 14 either. It's less than that. It's really 13 and a third. And where's the number? Papa yisera shloshah. It has to be more than 13. Being regular barisra, so that's why you have to say 14. It's already continuing towards the next number. Once you're already baita going towards the next number, we're going to use a lashon of kerabasha like your 14. Okay, so that is discussing the actual length. The Gemara asks, "Amar Papa." The Gemara says, "Amar Papa." The bor shmona, in the case of a bor with water filled into it, and if it's 8 amos, the kliyama lo pligi, that no one's going to disagree that Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are going to say the lo bainam pshutin, that they don't need to be, you don't need to have more pshutin, more single posts added to that. That just having the 4 is going to be enough because you are only going to have an opening which is less, which is going to be the exactly 10 amos. It's not going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, when are they arguing? So then we're going to need to introduce pshutim, because if you have an area of space of 12 open amos, because Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that it's too wide, even according to Hishita, because according to him you have 2, and then the actual pas on both sides being 1 and 1, you're going to have 16 amos, that, and that would be too big of a pirta, even the fishita is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, one of the argon kipligi mishmona vachemasrai. In the case where the boar and the space between the two of this, the two of these walls over there, the pasibiros, is going to do mud, and really is going to be between 8 and 12 amos wide. But that is going to have an area of 10 to 14 amos total. Because the Rameir that says Bainam Shutin, Rameir says you're gonna need to add the because at the end of the day, he says you're not allowed more than 10 amos. Here you have more than 10 amos of space. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lamin Amshutin. Rabbi Yehuda says, because you have 13 and a third amos, it doesn't get to 13 and a third amos, then it's going to be mutter. And Mara says, and then at the end of the day, we learn this in the Mishnah, which tells us that Rabbi Meir is saying that the opening can't be more than 10 amos. Rabbi Yehuda says the opening can be 13 amos. We learned it out from the type of the amount of paros you're allowed to have, right? So we learned it was 13 and 3rd versus 10. So what is this number of 13 and 3rd and 10 is really just coming out from the Mishnah. So why didn't your Rapapa do it? And the rest is Rapapa lo shmila. Your Rapapa didn't hear this Braisa that tells us that the width of an ox is going to be 1 and 2 thirds amos. And that would be, and rove of its body is going to be 2 amos. So Kamash Milan Kabraisa, he came up with those calculations on his own. He didn't know the Braisa, so that's why Rapapa was teaching us as he did. So the Gemara now gives us mnemonic to remember the Hemshech of the Gemara's. Arech, Yoser, Betel, Chatzis, Chatzar, Shivsha, Simen. So there are going to be questions that were asked from Abaye to Rabba, mainly asking about the Dimyadin and different Inyanim. The word asked the first one, Abaye minay Abaye mi Rabba. Abaye asked of Rabba, Ha'irich b'dimyadin. If someone extended these Dimyadin together, the double post, the L-shaped post, Kishur, Pshutin, by an amount equal to the single ones, meaning Rameir says that you should add more. So we said before, what was the shear when you have a gap wider of 10 amos? You're going to have to add more of the single file posts. So according to Rameir, let's say you didn't do that, but you just extended the actual L-shaped ones, and you extended them further. The picture would be helpful. And if you extended those L-shaped ones, is that going to be good enough? Because maybe that's not enough of a hecker. We're asking Rameir Mao, is it going to be enough of a hecker or not to say that it's going to be a valid dimadina to carry in that inside? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei. So Rabbi responded to Abaye. He said, Tanisua, we learned it in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Lachi Bebapasin, provided that one adds to the boards. My love, the Marech, but dimadin. Aren't we saying that he's extending these L-shaped boards? And that'd be enough, even according to Rameir. There's a raya from the Rameir, that'd be enough. The Gemara answers, no, lo, dimapish, ba'avi pshutin. We're talking about where he makes additional single posts, therefore we can't bring any rayas for anything. So Gemara says, what about Yach, if that's the case though? Ha, yeah, but Shir Bepasim, if that he was going to add to the boards, at Shir Bepasim Ibaile, that he adds new boards, implying they should buy new ones. The fact that he's telling the Lashon of of the Vashir, but Bipasim sounded like you're not adding to the words, you have to be adding a new one. The Lashon is until Meduyah. The Gemara says, Tane Achir Bipasim. Really, no, you should amend the Braisa and fix the Braisa and say that really it should be that you're adding new boards. So the Gemara says you have no proof of that. The Gemara says, Ikadama, it's some phrase that, like this. Amar Lai Tzinesua, giving the answer that Rabbah gave to Baye, that we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us about Shiyar Bipasim. Provided someone adds the boards, my love, the ma'afish ba'avik pshutin, that he makes additional single posts to diminish the size of the opening, and this is what would give us the mashmaos that extending the L-shaped posts would not be valid. So the Gemara says, lo, demarech b'dimadi. No, we're telling you that we really add to the L-shaped posts. So the Gemara says, achanami mistab, but this actually seems more likely, midikatani alad shir b'pasim, shmamina, because the lashon of the Mishnah is actually that you added to the boards, implying that you already are adding to the existing board, as we said before. That's midirek in the Mishnah, shmamina, that's the proof. So again, Shaka Vatari had it, I was trying to bring a proof from this lashon. The Gemara in the first lashon amended it, and the second lashon used it as a raya to assume that you can extend the L-shaped boards as a valid, make that valid situation according to our mayor. So now the Gemara goes on to the second question that Abaye asked of Rabbah. Boy, Minei Abaye Mirabah, Yosir Mishloshes Shrei Amal Shlish, Rabbi Yehuda Maog, Shutin Avido Dimyodin Marech. So the Gemara wants to know that let's say you have a space that's greater than 13 and a third Amos according to Rabbi Yehuda. So do you have to make an extra additional single post, or can you extend to the double post? So then we're assuming that when you're extending the double post, we say that's not nicker so much. So maybe that shouldn't be good. However, adding a single post is that they're only one Amma wide, and they're going to be open on both ends. And we know that that would be a problem for us to have Vira Daigisa Daigisa Mavatalai. So that would be the Chisor. So we're wondering, but that's Yehuda, which one is better or which one is worse? Meaning, which Kula is better to rely on? So the Gemara says, So what do you do? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rabbah answered Abaye, it's Nusu. We learned it from the Braisa. So the Braisa tells us, Kama Hain Mikoravin, how close the L-shaped posts are allowed to be to the well? How much space there needs to be? Kadei Rosh Shavruba shall par enough to accommodate the head and most of the body of a cow? But Kama Meruchakin, how far can they be for the well? Meaning, how large can the enclosure be within the L-shaped posts? So the Gemara says, Afilu Kor, Afilu Koraim, even a core and two cores. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, Rabbi Yehuda says, Beit Satayim Mutar. Up to 2,000 can be permitted. Yosir Beit Satayim is going to be Aser, is going to be prohibited. It's too big to be closed off by these L-shaped posts. Yimadim. Gemara says, Amr the Rabbi Yehuda, they said, the Chamer responded to Rabbi Yehuda, though, Yatamode Bedir Vesar Mukta Vechatzer. Don't you agree that in the case if you have a pen for animals, and sar is also a type of different animal pen, or a mukta, is it the backyard area, or a courtyard, these are areas that aren't necessarily made for diura and to live in. I feel about chamesh korim that if you have 5 cores, I feel about sar korim, even 10 cores, shemutar, it's going to be mutar to carry them, even if you enclose them, no matter what the size is, it should be mutar. So why do you give a shear of an extension of how big it could be? Amar Lan Rabbi Yehuda responded. He said, "What do you mean? Zom achitza shel pasim. This is a heter, a special heter that we have by not enclosing it. You have." Paras Rubalova, you have more open space, so you can't compare the case. Those cases are actually made by valid mechitzas, and this doesn't have necessarily valid mechitzas. It's a big kula derabanan. That's why I'm not going to necessarily be mekel. So the Gemara wants to bring the raya of what exactly was the proof that Rabbah is going to try to bring. He's going to say now, Ve'im Isa, if it's true that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the only way to do it is by extending the dimadin, as opposed to just adding a new pasim to add new mini walls. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, he's going to extend the imanim, zom mechitzah, zom mechitzah by Eilei. And according to Yehuda, they would be valid mechitzahs, because you wouldn't have necessarily a parmer smel, and then you would be valid mechitzahs according to Yehuda. So therefore, maybe we could assume that Yehuda would assume that you shouldn't extend it, but rather make new ones. So the Gemara says, that really true, the Hachi Kamar, Yehuda could be saying the following. Zo Taurus Mechitza Aleh Upir Tosea Be'eser. This has a halachic wall, but it has the status of a wall that the gaps are only allowed to be 10 amos. Not that it's anything else. Ila Taurus Pasimaleh Percent Versos Reyama Vishlish. When it comes to legal status of boards, you're going to get a bigger shear. So therefore, you can't bring any right, and therefore, you can't enclose an area greater than 2/3, bigger than 2 base does according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, is referring to the Dumadim. So therefore, we're assuming that at the end of the day we're going to have a different kula, but not based on the idea of the fact that it's because it's open walls. So you can't bring a raya from there. So now that we're asked the third question, what did Abaye ask Rabbah? Boy mine Abaye mirabah, tell him it's lakad asar mitoch arba. What if you have a pile of dirt which goes up to the ground 10 tzfachim within 4 amos? So then if that's the case, you have an angle now which seemingly would create a wall. It creates some sort of mechitza. And this slope of creating a mechitza, is that going to be valid or not? So normally we're going to assume that clearly when you have a right, this dimadin or 90 degree angle. So we're assuming, is this angle great enough or not to create a mechitza? Nimrat shim dumad, is it going to be like this L-shaped double post or not? Oh, nimrat shim dumad, is it not going to be treated like that? So the Gemara says, Amar lei, Tinisu, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar says, Ha'isa shem eben merubas, if there was a square rock there in the place of this dumudad, of the double posts, Rowin kol she'ilu techalik v'yesh ba'amalekan ba'amalekan. We view it as if the rock were split up, and we're having an amma on this side and an amma on that side, and it was a right angle. The Gemara says, Nidu mishum dimudad, as we treat it as if it's a double post. V'im lav, and if not, if it was less than an amma on each side, we would say that in Nidu mishum dimudad, it's not going to be treated as a double post. Rabbi Shimon ben Amalel, Shavim Roko, Mer Aisishim Evan Gula, if there was a round rock instead of a square one or a rectangle, Rowin usakilu techalik v'techalik v'yesh ba'amalekan ba'amalekan. We're going to view it as if there had been, that you're able to square it out and split and make a right angle, and therefore it would have been valid shita of a dimura of this double post. If not, you're not able to, if you're less than on each side, you won't be able to split it up and create this 90 degree angle or view it as a 90 degree angle. So now the Gemara wants to assume that Rabbi Shmuel is going to be the shita that the round rock is also going to be able to view a dimura as long as you have the right shear. Shem Belezer, he says that only a rectangle rock is going to be better. So the Gemara wants to assume, my conflict, the Gemara's Rabbi wants to explain what the machlokas is all about. That Rabbi Shimon Lazar said that we only allowed to view the change of rock as a diumad, as a double post, if it's actually going to be converted into the 90 degree angle and view it as a 90 degree angle. Trero and Lemon, we can't make view it as if the circle rock on the top and then view it as a 90 degree angle and transforming that shape into a 90 degree angle, because it's not at the end of the day. As opposed to Rabbi Shmuel, he's going to assume that we are allowed to view these two changes and make up this dimuda, to make up this post and be an acceptable wall. The Chazon Ish points out that really it's not really a shaila of how, like, how you literally imagine that all of a sudden you're making changes. The point is whether people seeing this rock would understand that it's viewed as a dimuad or not. Is it viewed as this L-shaped thing or not? So you have to view, how do we view this? Is it L-shaped one or not? So the Gemara wants to bring out, though, either way, that Rabba's answer to Abaye's question, we see that that the pile of dirt is going to be the Shiloh over here, and when it comes to that, we've seen this price that according to Rishon Lazar, that it would not be valid. According to Rishmael, that it would, that's your Shiloh, Abaye, is really machlokas tonight. Now the fourth question Abaye asked of Rabba. And Agabai, the Talmud Zakeh is a big shaila, but using it as a mechitza, it could be helpful for Eruvin. If for different modern day Eruvin, that there's a certain slope in a certain area and goes down and then areas go up, that could be a valid mechitza to assume that the area on the other side would be blocked off. That's a shaila. The Gemara continues now. Abaye minei Abaye mirabba. Abaye asked of Rabba, chitza sakanim. If you have an area of a wall of reeds in the shape of a dimyut, of a double post, kana papas b'shlosha, where each reed is less than 3 tefachim away from another, is that going to be a valid nidun mishum diumad or olav? Is it going to be valid as double post or not? Because assuming over here that they're within 3 tefachim, we're going to have the concept of lavud. However, the question is that the area is it doesn't have shasiv erev, so you let it rely on two kulas of using lavud and not having a wall. That's proper because you don't have shasiv erev. All you have is just these. You just have these reeds that are 3 tefachim away from each other that just go up. They're not both shasiv erev. They don't go up and crisscross. So the Gemara says Amar Lei. So Rabba entered a bayit. In Yisua, we learned it in the Braisa. Hayasham ilano geder ochitzas kanim. If there was a tree of fence or a mechitza of reeds there in place of the double post, nido mashim dimar. It's going to be valid. My love kane kane bakzos. In that exact case, we're going to have each reed is going to be less than 3 tefachim. One next to the other, we see that it is valid. The Gemara says, no, lo, gidura sardakani, referring to a group of them that grow together from a common trunk. In that case, it's going to be mutter because they look like different things, and therefore it's going to be valid because they are going to be a valid mechitza. But in normal case of kane, it's not going to be valid. The Gemara says, ihachi, when it comes to this pile of reeds, though, hainu ilan, isn't that a tree, though? Isn't that because it's a trunk that grows up and has like these spiky things on all three sides? So then, isn't that seemingly just the case of a tree? The Gemara says, no, the elamai, so then what does it mean? Kana papas mishosh. So you're going to assume that, so let's play it back in your way, that each reed is going to be less than 3 tefachim. So then, isn't that hainu geder of the brace? So the brace has said that a fence also, isn't that the same thing as a fence? A fence is not lined up exactly. You're going to be using lavud when it comes to the fence. Here also, you're using lavud. So you're also a problem of explaining the b'risa. So what are you going to answer? Trey gavne geder. It must be that apparently two types of fences of kanim. So techanami trey gavne ilan. So it also must be that there are two different types of trees. We're talking about one is a normal tree, and this other one of kanim, the tree of kanim, and therefore you don't have raya from the b'risa. So the Gemara says another way, Ikud Amr, some explain this, the Shach of Atar with Abaye and Rabbah the following, with Rabbah and Abaye the following. Gedruah Sadekane Kamabayla, you're asking about the group of reeds together. Gedruah Sadekane Mai, when it comes to them, what's going to be the lacha with regards to double post? So the Gemara wants to say that this version, what was the response? Amr Le, Rabbah answered Abaye, Tinusui, learned in the Braisa, Ayesham Gedar Alilan, Chitas Kanim, Nidom Mishab Duma. So we see that if there was a fence or tree, or the reeds there, then it's going to be valid as a Duma, as the L shaped wall. My love, Gedruah Sadekane, are referring to a group of reeds together. Together, that group of the same trunk, and that's going to be viewed as a valid diumada, as the L-shaped mechitza. The Gemara answers, "Look, kana kana." But there's no words. Turning to a reed of each three tefach, less than three tefachim. So the Gemara says, "Yachi, hainu geder." But in the day, that's the same case of a fence. So the Gemara says, "V'elamai." So what does it mean at Gedrusa Dekane? But you're going to say that it refers to the group of reeds that grew from the same trunk. I know Elam, but it's the same thing as a tree. Elamai sachemimar. So what are you going to answer? The Gemara says, "Trei gavne Elam must be there two forms of trees." So two, I'm going to answer. Achanami trei gavne geder. Similar lashon is ikud amar. Is just how the question formulated. Rabbah's answer comes back to the same askana though. That there's two forms of fences, so too there was two forms of trees, and this was similar to what we mentioned before in the Shlach of Atari. Okay, Mitzvah Shem will pick up with Baimon and Ben Rabbah tomorrow. Be'ezus Hashem.